Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you for a good theme in my heart this morning. And I thank you, Lord, that you are near each and every one to bring the good theme in their heart, Lord. I thank you, Father God, for the law and the prophets that were unto John. But since Jesus has come and paid the penalty and is now ruling and reigning, we press into the kingdom now. Thank you for the wonderful word in Isaiah 57. That those that run to you, that look to you for life and get born again and spirit-filled are in the kingdom and they rule on this earth, Father God. So thank you. Thank you for this wonderful word of Paul here, encouraging us that we have come to the supernatural and we there just like him to share and to uplift and to be lights in the world, rivers in the desert. In Jesus' name, amen.
We read Ephesians 3, verse 8 to 10. God saw to it that I was equipped, but you can be sure that it had got nothing to do with my natural abilities. And so here I am preaching and writing about things that are way over my head, the inexhaustible riches and generosity of Christ. My task is to bring out in the open and make plain what God, who created all this in the first place, has been doing in secret and behind the scenes all along. Through followers of Jesus, like yourselves, gathered in churches, this extraordinary plan of God is becoming known and talked about even among the angels.
Hallelujah. I so love it, Annette. You know, you can just see saying this is way above his head and it doesn't come from him. And so it's the wonderful reality. I was just so blessed again looking at Isaiah 57, and I pulled out portions of the wonderful prophecy, the promise there for you guys to also look at. And he says, and that those who run to me will inherit the land, that's the earth, and will end up owning my holy mountain. Other translations say, those that turn to me or hide themselves in the Lord will rule on this earth, inherit the land, and possess the holy mountain. And the holy mountain is the kingdom. We have come to the heavenly Jerusalem, the kingdom, in Isaiah 12:22. I've shared that many times. It's so beautiful here just to again see in that, you know, that we need to be born again in this kingdom, in fellowship with Jesus, through the Holy Spirit. And that the Holy Spirit has been given to us so as to know the thoughts of God and to flow in tune with God. And then, yes, the wonderful gifts and the fruits of the Spirit, they all come through Spirit reality, through the Spirit moving. The wonderful thing now is Jesus said it so beautiful. And I just saw it here at the end of our readings this morning. We will confess us before the angels. And so angels long to know this. So this is hidden from the angels even until Jesus has come. And now, in fellowship with the Father and Son, through the Spirit, we tap into things and we take hold of it. We are not ashamed of the gospel. If we are ashamed of the gospel, we will not experience the glory of the Father, the glory of the Son, and the glory of the angels. But their glory, we are now co-heirs together with Christ to experience the splendor. Another word for glory is splendor. But we need to have drawn close and we need to stay close and we need to take hold of what the Lord is saying to us and then flow with him. But the wonderful, beautiful reality is that he confesses our name to the Father and then also he comes in the glory of the angel, his own glory and the glory of the Father. So that's the reality, guys. If we haven't got that reality that we've got a God that is near, that is coming, that is revealing himself, all we have got is half of a scripture. And that scripture is John 10:10. We just got the devil that's come to lie, steal, kill, and destroy. But praise God, the other half of the scripture says, but Jesus has come to give us life and life in abundance, guys. So know, you know, the reality of Jesus is ruling and he's ruling with those that stay with a humble and a lowly spirit, looking to the Lord, listening to the Lord, and walking with the Lord. Amen. Be blessed because you are blessed in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.